4 years ago in 2014, we had the lowest voter turnout for a midterm election since World War II. 37% of the people voted. If we increase that voter turnout by 50%, Democrats win the House, win the Senate. And that's what we have to do.
Okay, so... Right. So you mentioned the Democrats lost last time. But your agenda won. You may not have won the nomination.
Right.
But you talk about an agenda. They're all behind that now.
Yes.
I mean, Medicare for all.
Yep.
You know, all the people who are running for president, we kind of know who they are. Income inequality, all those issues.
Right.
But an agenda is not a message. They are different. Trump is better at messaging. His voters don't seem to care about an agenda or anything except build a wall, lock her up. What's the Democrats' message? If you had to boil it down to something that would fit on a hat, which is about all people can take in at this point. What is the Democratic message?
The Democratic message is that we need a government that represents working families, not billionaires. An agenda that says that health care is a right, not a privilege. An agenda that speaks to the young people and says that we should make public colleges and universities tuition-free and lower student debt.
But Trump has shown that the American people, they elected him. I understand he didn't win the popular vote, but he got a lot of votes. And so and his popularity rating keeps going up, not down.
Yeah.
It's almost in the range of like a normal president, which is really scary because he certainly is not that. So they obviously don't care about so many things they used to care about, like decorum or policy or democracy or freedom of the press. So in this new arena, and he is brilliant at controlling the debate and controlling airtime, what does a Democrat have to do to compete on this new stage?
Airtime,
it is a new stage.
That's a fair point, and the airtime issue is very difficult. You know, people say, why aren't the Democrats talking about issues? Well, you know what? In many cases, Democrats are, but we're overwhelmed with Trump's tweets and the absurdity of the day. So I think what Democrats have got to do, basically, is go into Trump country and talk to people who are now living in desperation.